right, we're about to go to Los Angeles to talk to Steve Serrano, who's at the Grammys. What do you think his first thing he'll talk about? Will it be Dolly Parton? Will it be BTS?
I'm hoping he had a run-in in the bathroom with somebody cool.
Or will he talk about J-Lo's gigantic hat?
Ugh, so stupid.
Tell us how you really feel there, Tara.
Hate that hat.
Let's go to L.A. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. Are you tired?
No, this is great. You know, I love waking up, you know, 2 hours before I'm supposed to talk to you guys. It's phenomenal. There's nobody here.
But you know what? And let's be honest, because everybody knows there's a 2 hour time difference. How weird is it if you actually attend the Grammys in person? You go at like 4 p.m. and they're done by what? 7 o'clock? 8 o'clock?
No, it's not 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like 12 o'clock that you have to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. For security.
Yeah, you have to be there. There's a pre-Grammy award ceremony that you go to beforehand, then the actual 5-hour Grammy show itself. So, yeah, it was a long day, but it was a good day. And, I mean, how great did J-Lo look in that hat, though? Come on.
Steve, that was the worst hat I've ever seen in all my days.
Horrible.
She looked great. She did.
Now, Steve, we've talked about some of our favorite moments, but I want to hear from you, someone who was actually there, because it's very different being in the same auditorium. You know, certain performances sound different. What was your favorite part?
I think my favorite part was obviously some of the performances, but my favorite performance, well, actually, I don't know if I would say it was my favorite performance, but I'm still a little confused with the Lady Gaga Shallow performance.
Why were you confused?
I was just really expecting Bradley Cooper to come up there, and playing the piano, but it turned into Lady Gaga performing Shallow like Lady Gaga performs Paparazzi.
I get it.
It was different. I mean, it was, you know, she was pumping the crowd before they went live. I was like, what is happening right now? Because Lady Gaga is not the Lady Gaga from the movie, that's for sure. But it was still... I mean, it was still a cool performance. It was just not what I expected.
It was different.
She was going to perform the song.
Okay. Yeah. Could you tell when you were there in person that they cut off Drake when he accepted his award? On TV, they cut him off during a speech.
So you're aware, they cut off almost 90% of the people.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
So Drake was the only one that was really, really obvious that you could tell. But if you actually go back and watch, they had to cut off everybody because they would continue to go on and on. But Drake was one of the obvious ones that they had to cut off early. But, I mean, 90% of the people got cut off. You just didn't realize which people were really getting cut off every single time. Her got cut off really bad, too. She wasn't done. So it was interesting.
Now, Steve, who did you get closest to physically?
Physically? Nobody, let's be honest here. I mean, I was up high. I mean, I went to Smashburger beforehand. I think there were some celebrities in there having some milkshakes in between the presentation. But no, beforehand, I was able to hang out with Shaggy. He was the host of the early Grammy Awards, and he won a Grammy, which you guys remember him with Sting, for their award for reggae. So they won their first Grammy for that album.
Now, Steve, I know you and Teresa were with BTS years ago. What was it like for the crowd there when they came out on stage?
Rocket is obsessed.
It's all over social media how they were there, how big of a deal it was.
Okay, so here's the thing. I expected the same thing like you did, Rocket. I thought as soon as BTS was announced, everyone would go crazy.
Yeah.
Not the situation at all.
Oh, great.
Nobody, they were like, BTS, and it was just like three people that were excited. That's what you have to expect. That wasn't the crowd that was inside the Grammys. Now, outside the Grammys, they would say, there's BTS, and there would go 1,000 kids running thinking that there was BTS that was walking out the door. It just was not inside the actual Grammy Awards.
Rocket has already decided he's obsessed. Rocket's already ordered us a new sweatshirt, a BTS sweatshirt.
Don't judge me.
He put up a post on Facebook about how great they were, and then he got embarrassed and deleted it and tried to tell us, Facebook automatically, like your stuff just disappears after 12 hours.
Hey, I got three posts up BTS now.
I saw that, and again, you're a year late into this BTS world again.
And I admitted it. I said, I remember when you and Teresa were showing me the videos, because that's what I like. I love their videos.
Yeah.
But it seems like just this past year, beginning of this year, they've been in featured in American
you sound
TV.
Like a all little girl. No, they've been actually performing on American award shows for like 2 years.
Steve, I've got a new fan, by the way, from the text line.
Oh, yeah. We had a little girl. I think her name is Lily. And her mom said that she's obsessed with BTS. And now she's obsessed with Rocket because he shares her passion. And that it made her entire week.
I know I'm late.
Steve,
I get it.
This has nothing to do with the Grammys, really. But you mentioned that you got to take your wife with you. She's never been to Los Angeles. So what did you do? What were some of the things that you had to do for your only trip out there?
Eat.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the thing to do. Every single place we had to go to every breakfast joint and stand in front of, like, you know, there's like 75 people, so we all had to stand in line. I guess that's the thing to do in LA is stand outside to go eat breakfast for a massive pancake.
Okay.
No, I was confused, but no, it was. It's not as warm as everyone would expect. So, I mean, it's definitely chilly. You can't just wear shorts all day long. You can only wear it for half the day.
There you go.
Okay.
Did your wife have a good time, though, enjoying the Grammys? That was her first trip there.
It was a blast. It really was. We both had a lot of fun, and it was fun to see the action. And the Staples Center right now is extremely quiet. So it was a crazy night.
Did you just stay there all night long? Are you still inside the Staples Center?
Yeah, I'm actually still. I told them I had to do a broadcast early in the morning to make the puppy leave. I told him last time I did this, I missed my whole thing for TSA, so not going to let it happen.
Were you able to run into Jennifer Baxter from Harrisonville? We gave away the trip to her and her sister from Michelle.
She's at the hotel right across the way, so I went and checked on her. I had, you know, a cup of coffee. She was having a blast. She was so excited to be there and to be able to see this. Again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity especially a winner to go out there and see some of these people all on the same stage performing, from Shawn Mendes to Lady Gaga to Dolly Parton. I mean, come on. That was amazing.
You forgot BTS.
Oh, my God. They didn't perform Rockets.
They were there. All right, Steve, buddy, have a safe trip back, and thank you for calling in on our show.
Yeah, thanks for getting up early.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Good morning.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show.
In the morning, it's just really nice to hear other people talking about their lives because it distracts me from mine.
On Mix 93.3.